Tes Adar, we're holding in Siman, the last Seif of Siman Ayin Aleph, and then we're going to Siman Ayin Bey Seif Dalet. So the last Seif in Siman Ayin Aleph teaches us the following. A person, Yafshin Malbusha Malavalishim Malbusha, a person basically should take his clothing when he goes to sleep. Pajamas. You know, the tzaddikim used to have these white tachichim to remind themselves that we're getting ready to go to the next world. Meaning, every time a person goes to sleep, technically speaking, he's 1/60th of death. And tzaddikim used to b'chol b'gadecha davan. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says because a person has to live the life that really this is might be my last day. It's a little bit deep, and not so easy to fulfill. But that's maybe perhaps a little bit of the idea of having pajamas and getting into bed. And when a person takes off his shoes or the clothing, you should always respect the right. So therefore, you always take off the left first. Another interesting halacha that the Kitzus teaches that a person should not place his clothing underneath his head as a pillow. So there are places that are make with that, if you have something in between. Interesting, a lady just asked me if she could have like the siddur that she got from one of the tzaddikim or the rebbes, and it's like protects her from the bad dreams, etc. Yesterday we discussed as many psukim that a person that the Kitzus teaches us. Is one of the psukim, the Gemara, that Kitzur quotes yesterday. There's a lot of different psukim to protect you, but that's an interesting shaila. In any case, the reason why you're not supposed to put your clothing underneath your head is it's mystical, cause a person to forget his learning. A person has to accustom himself, very interesting, this is a medical, scientific fact, that you should, and halachic, a combination, a person should regulate themselves and train themselves to lie on their side. As we'll see, really, part of this is really doesn't apply to women, because the Kitta points out, the Gemara says, that the person lying down, what's called palkadan, which means on his back, and really the person can say, whether it's on his directly on his back or directly on his stomach, one should not do so. And the Pesachim and the Gemara is concerned, and the Rishonim explain, is because of concerns for a man. Either it's going to cause him to have seminal emission, or it's disrespect. So that certainly wouldn't apply to a woman. However, on the medical part, this is definitely the chersh applied to women too. Why? So he explains the following. I'm interested if the doctors know how to explain this. But this is what he says. He says, when you start sleeping, you should sleep on your left. But you should end up on your right. I mean, the Mekubalim think after Chatzos, they turn over. Really, when you're turning over, you should be getting up ready for Tikkun Chatzos. But in any case, so what do? You're sleeping first on your left, and then you turn to your right. And why is this healthy? Because your liver is on the right side. Your stomach is on the left. Now, when you turn on your left, so then the liver is, so to speak, on top of the, pushing down on the stomach, and therefore it's warming it up. And by that warmth, it helps digest the food quicker. Now, after the food is digested, that's where you switch back. And now you're going to be on your right side. So this way the stomach is resting, and the psoilus, the residue of the food, will be able to go down and eventually get rid of. Also, the kids are put down, don't turn and toss, to twist too many times. Be consistent. This is how a Jew sleeps. Amazing. So we're starting Siman Ayin Beis, Kedushas Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos and how, if a person is Michal Shabbos, he's compared to an Akum Oivde Kuchovim Umazolos. So, as the Kitzur explained, Shabbos Kodesh is an Ois Godel and a covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. What's the purpose of Shabbos? To know that Hashem created the world in 6 days, rested on the seventh, and therefore this is the foundation of Emunah. That's why Chazal say also that someone who is keeping Shabbos, Shabbos is Shokul Keneged Kol HaMitzvah. Someone is Meshabbos Shabbos Kuchosei. Is Ki'ilu Mekayim Kulatira Kula. Amazing Taz, famous Taz also in the beginning of our Chaim. Oh, you say that if a person is, even if a person is Oyved Avid Zorkedor Enoish, a person can mamish turn around with the Kedusha of Shabbos. And it goes in the same way, in the gravity from the Chala Shabbos is Ki'ilu Kofa Bukulatira Kula. And the kids are quotes Psukim from Ezra. So you see, Shabbos Kodesh is compared to Kol HaTorah and all the mitzvahs that were given in Har Sinai, which of course is 613 mitzvahs. That's how powerful Shabbos Kodesh is. And based on that, the Kitzur goes on to explain why in Halacha this plays a tremendous role. And once Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia has a status of an Oved Kichovim Lechol Dvorov. So here also the Shulchan Aruch Rav puts in that that doesn't mean a gabe kiddushin. A gabe kiddushin, it's a kiddushin. Yisrael afilu afa bishachot yisrolu. That the gabe kiddushin is kiddushin, kiddushin, need a get, etc. Nafkamina, that the kitzer is saying, which is tremendous, nafkamina, is that if a person touches wine, so someone that's mechal shabbos faresia, and the faresia, as we'll see in a moment, means in front of 10 people, it doesn't mean mamash in front of 10 people, it could be 10, as long as 10 Jews know about it, and doesn't have to be even have to be from people, shemitah mitzvahs, as long as it's known that this person is mechal shabbos, there's a major dispute how far that goes, the raisa, the rabban, and also the mishbar says if he's embarrassed in front of Talmud Chacham, then that's not considered that he's mechal shabbos faresia. A crazy story that just they wrote up. I saw, I think it's with Mishpachla, where Reb Chaim Kanievsky, a person that was from and left Yiddishkeit, came to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim basically asked him, "Do you smoke?" Told him, "Yeah." He said, "Don't smoke on Shabbos." I couldn't do that. He said, "Okay, but at least don't put out when you stop smoking. Don't put out the fire. That's mechaber." And eventually, this guy came back. Pelaploy. In any case. So halacha lemaise, the kitzur paskins that if a person is mechal shabbos b'faresia, so the wine that he touches is usher, and the bread that he bakes is usher, and the cooking that he cooks is considered bishul akum. Now this is a major dispute. There's a beautiful tshuva in Ramoshe, the gabei chalav Yisrael, the gabei chalav that's being handled by a non-from Jew. This is in the Yoredeh Chelik Aleph Siman Mem Vav and the Mem Zayin. It's right next to actually the famous Tshuva al chalav akum, meaning the company milk. In any case, the point is that if you look also in the Pesachot Tshuva, the famous Pesachot Tshuva, there being a major machlekes, I think it's a Tiferes Moshe, with other chayim, whether really this applies to mechal shabbos bezman hazeh, especially bezman hazeh. First of all, those that tinuk shenishma, and even not tinuk shenishma, whether there's room to be lenient, and there's definitely a halacha room to be lenient, but this is the position of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Now. He goes on to actually prove that Befaresa doesn't mean mamish like we said Befaresa, because Esther, in Yon of the Yoma, was considered Befaresa, even though it wasn't publicly. It's just the fact is that everyone knew that she was going into Achashverosh. Now, the Kitzur goes on to explain, that's where the Navi Nishayon of Yishayahu says, Asher Yenosh Yatsu Zosef and Navi Yachzik Bosh Shem HaShavos Mechaloloi, goes on to praise how praiseworthy the person is keeping Shabbos. What does it mean to keep Shabbos kichosay properly? Honor it. Me'angoy. Shabbos has to be geshmak. It doesn't just mean food. It really has to be geshmak. There's an effort that has to be put to make sure it's geshmak. Mistama also, that means that you have to figure out with the kids how to make sure that the kids are not bored. Not a simple challenge. And Chazal say, as the kids points out, that a person is going to get not just reward in this world, but schar in the world to come. As the Pasuk says in Tov Shiv Shabbos, like Lechaz Voskhov Zer B'yom Kodshi, some actually say this before Kiddush, because the Shabbos Oynig, Likdosh Hashem Mechubad, and the end of the Pasuk is, As Tisanek Ad Hashem Vikarticha Bo Vesehoz Vachanis Vachalticha Nachles Yaakov Avicha, that means to say that there's praise in this world, there's reward in this world, and in the world to come. And lastly, the Kitzur teaches us that based on the pasuk Zochos, Yom Shabbos Akash mentioned in the Aseres Hadibros. So one place is Shama Zochor Chazasi B'Dibrei Echad. Point is that Zochor is what's called a Paol, the form, a verb form that means it's constant, which is amazing because we're going into Pasha Zochor, and it's also there's a midrash that compares the two Zochor Skiras Hamalek and Skiras Shabbos. If you think about it, there's a tremendous connection. But in any case, the Kitzur says, what does that mean to remember Shabbos constantly? That if you have a good food that's not so easy to find every day and it won't get ruined, buy it for Shabbos. Ev Shabbos is a mitzvah now. That means that there's a constant kiyum, as Ramban says, Zochos Yom Shabbos. In fact, every time you say Shir Shel Yoyim, you're being Mekayim, Zochos Yom Shabbos a country. And then a kitzur says, Ev Shabbos, you should get up early to buy Tzorche Shabbos. It's a chiddush. Usually you're not supposed to take care of stuff before you daven. You're allowed to do this before daven. However, the Achronim was saying, including the another chayim that you shouldn't do it if you could get it after davening. Of course, you shouldn't lose that on zman tefila and certainly not on zman kriyat shema. And as the kitzur points out, and best is to buy erev Shabbos than to buy on Thursday, unless of course there's a situation where you won't be able to get it on Thursday. Anything that you buy, says the kitzur, you should say like over Shabbos, and it's mitakana says that you should wash your clothing on Thursday, not on erev Shabbos, because you're busy with different mitzvachim, different needs for Shabbos, erev Shabbos for Shabbos. But certainly, in Bezman, it's easy to throw things into the laundry machine, etc. Certainly one can, and some even say even the chatchila, because it's more nika, that's for Shabbos. Have a beautiful day.